This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
Yeah, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Lopez, Figgy Fig, and myself, Reginald Atitula, hanging out with you on a Thursday. Let's go behind enemy lines now and welcome in a Super Bowl winning scout. He's now a host on the Afternoon Drive show up in Dallas on 105 through the Fan, called the G-Bag Nation. His name is Brian Broaddus. Broaddus, what's happening, my man?
Reggie, John, great to be with you boys.
Man, it's good to have you on, and I'm not gonna waste any time. We're really excited for this Monday night game, but this offensive line for the Texans has had its issues up and down this season. And so the one thing that I'm super concerned about is Micah Parsons, the man who wears 11. I'm interested for you. I know that in his past he's moved around a lot, kind of lined up in that A-gap, various things. Is Mike Zimmer continuing to move him around, or has he been a little bit more stationary this year?
Yeah, you know, Reg, we finally got him back. You know, he was dealing with the high ankle sprain that he suffered against the Giants. So, you know, last week was really the first opportunity that Mike had him back in the lineup. They did some really creative things to get pressure on the Philadelphia Eagles up front with getting him and Overshown and involved in some, you know, double A gap blitzes, some twist stuff, you know, just trying to do movement to kind of, to cause some problems that way. After watching your guys' tape, you know, the Texans' tape, I'm kind of looking at some of those games. I'm looking at what Green Bay did. You know, I'm looking at some of the other, opponents you had that have kind of attacked the middle of the pocket for you guys. So, you know, that's kind of where I think this game is going to hinge a little bit for the Cowboys when it comes to, you know, how much pressure are they going to be able to get, you know, on the Texans. And, you know, your quarterback there has done a really, you know, fine job as far as, you know, with his ability to hang in there and make throws. And he wants to step into his throws. And so attacking the middle of the pocket, that's kind of where I think Dallas is going to have to live in this game. And Micah Parsons and Overshown and Oso Digizuwa and those guys are going to have to be a part of that.
Well, that speaks directly to the Texans' offensive line, which has been probably the biggest story here in Houston all season long. Now they've moved on from Kenyon Green. He got injured, and they were probably going to move on anyway. But that's not a cure-all based on what we saw with their run blocking. What are you seeing from the Texans' offensive line?
Yeah, I think that, you know, with the Texans, it's kind of funny when I was, you know, and I have the utmost respect with Joe Mixon. I think that they've done a nice job with the additions that they've made, you know, and trying to help and get the skill around. It's kind of funny that this team seems to run better going to its left outside than it does its right. And so, you know, if I'm the Cowboys, I'm kind of looking at, okay, the film's telling me this. You know, you got Laremy Tunsil over there. I don't think you guys block particularly well at tight end. I think that's been a problem, mm-hmm. Some point of attack tight end problems there. But, you know, it seems like to me that if you want to try and contain Joe Mixon, you got to do it coming off your defensive right side. Because, you know, if he gets to the edge, you know, he is going to make some plays that way. Where the run stuffs have happened have been off that right side. They just don't seem to get him going like they need to over there. But still, you know, very capable back. You know, Dallas has had problems with backs that are physical, backs that break tackles. Dallas doesn't tackle particularly well. The last two times out, they've done a little bit better in that regard. With dealing with Saquon Barkley, the quarterback run has really hurt him. But as far as I think where the Cowboys, as we were talking about, John, where the Cowboys are going to have to make some hay is, can you find a way to get some pressure throwing the, against your passing attack? And they have to worry. They absolutely have to worry about Mixon, running the football. But I kind of feel like, if you say, okay, hey, if we could be good off this right side, and that's been a little bit of a problem for the Cowboys because some of their edges haven't, really been set all that well. You run into the boundary there, and Diggs, is not always wanted to be the best tackler. Their linebacker play has been better. They've overrun some plays outside too. So, the Texans have to feel like that they can run the football in this game, but the Cowboys have got to feel like, listen, if we can kind of bottle this thing up and kind of force him, away from the strength of where they're running, that's going to be their plan for this one.
We're talking to Brian Broaddus right here on the hotline. And Broaddus, you went exactly where I was about to go because I wanted to ask. I know that this Cowboys team, they brought in Mike Zimmer as a defensive coordinator in hopes that they could kind of find a level of discipline. And it feels like Joe Mixon does a great job bouncing out of the lane into open space. How has this defense been, this Cowboys defense that the Texans are going up to face? How have they been with discipline and keeping, not letting their eyes fool them? Because it feels like Joe Mixon can get you on that.
Oh, no, Joe Mixon can absolutely get you on that, Reggie. And you mentioned about the ball getting to the outside. The problem that the Cowboys have really had, lately has been with these quarterbacks that, some of the, what they call that RPO stuff, the run pass option. If a quarterback is willing to pull the ball and then, and take it to the edge, Dallas has had some problems there, and that's where, they really don't run the ball. Teams don't try and run the ball inside. It's always been on the edge. I mean, Dallas is one of the worst in the league when it comes to defending edge runs. And a lot of it has to do with some of the quarterback play where, last week, especially with Jalen Hurts, it wasn't, Saquon Barkley that killed him in the game. It was Jalen Hurts. And, Dallas gets, Dallas is in a coverage situation where they have four guys against three and, they don't have anybody accounted for the quarterback. And now it's out the back door. It's a 24-yard run. That was a real problem with Dallas. They play with some young linebackers. Overshown is extremely aggressive in the way he plays. Leofau is aggressive in the way he plays. They've overrun some plays. They've had some opportunities to make some plays for 2 and 3 yard gains, but then they overrun the play, and then the next it's an 8 or 9 yard gain. So, Dallas has got to be well aware of if Stroud at all wants to try and pull a ball and then, maybe pop a run on you, because Dallas just has not been very disciplined in that aspect.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, even if the Cowboys can do some things defensively, they still have to do some things offensively against a pretty darn good Texans defense. And I know a lot of people are on this boat. I mean, you just can't see where Cooper Rush and this Cowboys offense can get going. But what would be their plan of attack or their ideas?
They really don't have a plan of attack. That's the problem. I say that with all seriousness. I mean, they really don't. Even with Dak Prescott, there's been some issues with the offensive line. The one thing the Texans can do is the Texans are going to play. They're going to play nickel defense against you. They're going to play with all those. They're going to play with their defensive backs. They're going to play with a little bit of cushion, but they're going to dare you to throw the ball underneath, and then they're going to rally and tackle you. And that's and they've got an outstanding pass rush. When you look at Anderson, and then you look at Hunter, and they've even get some pass rush from their settling those guys inside a defensive tackle. So, Dallas is going to have their hands full trying to protect Cooper Rush or Trey Lance in this football game. The problem that the Cowboys have, they don't create a lot of separation in the wide receiver, area. That's been a big problem. And again, you got a ball hawking safety, there with the Texans with Bullock. Mm-hmm. I mean, I remember watching him at USC, and being super impressed with him and the way I felt like here's a corner that's kind of playing as a free safety. And at USC, he made a lot of plays there. So they've got guys that can cover. They're going to blitz you on third down. The key for the Cowboys, if Dallas doesn't win in this game on early downs, if they don't win on first or second down, they're going to lose this game by a lot.
Yeah.
And that's a big problem. Defensively, they can do some things. We walk through, but they get wore down. It happened last week. It'll probably happen again, this week. But, yeah, this is probably the best defense that the Cowboys have faced so far this year.
We're talking to Brian Broaddus of Dallas's 105.3, the Fan, Super Bowl winning scout, great football mind, as you can tell. And Broaddus, starting quarterback, QB1 for this Dallas team, is lost for the season in Dak Prescott.
Yeah.
Is there any reason why the Cowboys don't play Trey Lance over Cooper Rush? Because I understand Cooper Rush is the guy that is ahead on the depth chart, but it just doesn't make sense that you don't turn to Trey
Lance. No, it doesn't make sense. It doesn't, but they still believe, and I've sat in that chair, for 13 years where you still believe you can win, and you still have hope. Where, we're on the radio now talking about that Dallas really doesn't have any hope offensively. They really, really don't. And, and it's the quarterback play. But, even when Dak Prescott was in there, they were struggling things offensively. They were struggling. So, but to answer your question, if you really wanted to throw Houston a wrench in this game, you come out and you play a college offense. You'd put Trey Lance in there, and you'd run a lot of RPO stuff, and you'd make them have to play with discipline. You'd make them have to deal with a quarterback, some design quarterback runs, things like that. Because, like I say, the Texans get you throwing the ball, you're in trouble. Mm-hmm. And that's, Cooper Rush, last week, they weren't throwing the ball down the field. When he came in the game against Atlanta, at least they took some shots down the field. Last week, it was like, they're throwing the ball at the line of scrimmage, behind the line of scrimmage, 3 yards at, beyond the line of scrimmage. There was just no passing game at all. So, if you really want to say, okay, well, how could you make things difficult on Houston? Run a college offense against them and see if they prepared against a quarterback that's willing to carry the ball, 12, 13 times in this game.
And the chances that they actually do that are?
Zero.
Hey, Brian,
it's the way. I mean, honestly, you're in trouble the rest of the season. I mean, Troy Aikman and Emmitt Smith and Michael Irvin aren't going to come walking through that door. So now, the one thing that we could say here about Mike Zimmer, he got really creative of how to try and stop the Philadelphia Eagles. And he did some really, really good things. Now, you guys struggle inside with your offensive line. Mm-hmm. And there's times where you can sit there and you can walk walk Howard back into the quarterback. But can Dallas take advantage of, maybe your quarterback dropping the ball in the pocket or, throwing an interception? Could they take advantage of it, move the ball? No, they really can't. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is going to be a big problem. So if you're going to try and do what you've done, say, the last several weeks and play offense the way you have, then this is not going to be a football game.
I'm curious more from a bigger picture perspective here. Obviously, this all leads to Mike McCarthy and his very tenuous grasp of that job. And I know the Cowboys brand and the Cowboys popularity and even among people in football, it's just something that is an attractive thing. But I also know that most potential coaches, the first thing they look at is the roster, when they're trying to determine, do I want that job? Is this an attractive job from the roster perspective?
Yeah, I mean, I think that if you say how many untouchable players there are, maybe there's somewhere between 8 and 10, and I think everything else is kind of up for debate. But, yeah, I mean, listen, I worked in that organization for 13 years in the front office. The one thing I do know about Jerry Jones, if you're a head coach, and I also worked in Green Bay where Mike McCarthy came from, where Mike McCarthy and Green Bay really had no say in the personnel. So if you're a coach that comes to the Dallas Cowboys, whether you're a first-year coach or Bill Belichick, you're going to have say in personnel. You're going to have the ability to say, hey, I would like this guy. I would like that guy. And Jerry will listen to you. So, if you're a coach and you're looking at the situation, and I always remember what Sean Payton told me one time. He said, hey, Broaddus, let me tell you this. You coach this football team, they know your name in China. Everywhere else, they don't know your name. But they know your name in China when you're coaching this team. So, yeah, it's a world-renowned kind of a deal, but in the notoriety, and that some of the pressure is real on that. But you can come in here as a coach and do what you need to do. Now, do you have to deal with a general manager that talks after the game and talks on our station twice a week? You absolutely do. But this still is a job. This team's going to have a lot of high draft picks. They do draft well. I mean, 2 years ago they didn't draft well, but they traditionally draft pretty well. So I think you can turn this thing around pretty quick that way if you're a new coach coming in.
Broadus, I don't appreciate you coming on these Houston airwaves and trying to entice away the offensive coordinator of this team. we might have some issues down here, but I don't like you coming and trying to steal the coordinator, okay?
Yeah, you know what? I don't know if Dallas has the guts to interview a kid like that, to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. I mean, I really don't. I mean, this has been an organization in the past that tends to go and, you know, they tried a Jason Garrett, but Jason Garrett was, you know, on the staff and they knew him and they knew him from the Super Bowl era and all that. I don't know. This might have to turn into a coach that has skins on the wall. I will say you had a coach down there one time in Mike Vrabel that might take an opportunity to get this job. But that's kind of that's the kind of vision I think that they'll have right now is. But I'll tell you one damn thing. Whoever this head coach is, I want to know who your offensive line coach is. I want to know who your defensive coordinator is. I want to know who your OC is going to be. Because I'm going to vet all those guys too. That's the problem. You look at the situation around the league, and it is about a head coach and then the coordinators and the offensive line coach and those guys. Those guys all make differences in these games on a weekly basis. And, you know, I'm not going to sit there and settle for, hey, I'm bringing in my buddy guy to coach coach the offensive line. Those days are over around here, I believe.
Broadus, we feel you on that offensive line coach thing. We feel you heavy. Broadus, I appreciate you so much for your insight and your time. It's Brian Broadus, 105 Through the Fan. Thank you, my man.
Thank you, guys. Take care.
Yeah, see, there he goes. Super Bowl winning scout, and you hear it. You hear it in the work that he puts in, but he hosts the afternoon show there up in 105 Through the Fan, and you hear the amount of doneness that he is with the Cowboys team. So just another reason why the Texans absolutely need to go out there and handle business on Monday night. You're in the Loop right here on Sports Radio 610. It's about that time where we turn it over to Figgy Fig for Figgy's mixtape. What you got for us?
Yeah, man. Moments you felt old. 713-572-4610. Let me know a moment in your life where you knew it was over. that's a wrap. I'm washed. I got some examples of that, too.
We'll do that next.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.